We're going to talk to you a little bit today about temperature ranges, and we're talking about soil temperature here. The title of the talk is Linking Daily Temperature Ranges with Microbial Benefits in a No-Till Cotton System that we have experienced on the Southern High Plains. This is, along with my colleagues, Dr. John Zack from Texas Tech University, and then Dr. Chater Hake from Cotton Incorporated. The data and the trends that I'm going to show you today are some of the data that we've collected so far, and we're continuing on with this work and a little more fine-tuning in some areas that that we feel are more important. So how do I change this? So we're talking about soil health as well, and I know there's some controversy about soil health, but at any rate, what contributes to that is an active saprophytic soil microflora that feeds on carbon, beneficial bacteria or fungi, moderate levels of soil nutrients, you don't over-fertilize or things like that, and we have a low levels of physical or chemical disturbance. And the thing that we're zeroing in on today and then in some of our future work is reduced soil temperature variability. And I'll go into that a little bit more as we go along. So what role do the microbes in the soil play? The bacteria and the fungi are responsible for cycling of carbon and nutrients, for decomposition of organic matter, if there's organic matter there, assimilation and immobilization of nitrogen and phosphorus, and also to help maintain soil structure. That's some of the roles that soil microbes have. So how do they do this? Well, one way is through the size of the microbial community. How much is there? How much of the microbial biomass is there in a particular sample? Then what's the composition? Is it made up of fungi mostly or bacteria mostly? And what we'll see in a minute is that those things are related to changes in temperature relationships. And then the function is that enzymes are created and enzymes become active as a result of the microbes as they do their thing. So how does land management affect this? One thing is between the fungi and the soil microbes, fungi are more efficient at assimilating nutrients and storing nutrients than bacteria. They're impacted more by disturbances such as high soil temperature and variability than bacteria. Bacteria are a little more not viable in that temperature range. Bacteria dominate with tillage and requires more nitrogen than the fungi do. Okay, so what will improve our microbial dynamics for West Texas in the cotton system? Well, one thing we can do is increase plant residue, like you see here in the picture. We can decrease soil disturbance. That's sort of going towards no-till situations. And then reduce daily temperature variability. We're calling that third thing, the reduction of daily temperature variability, is DTR, which is daily temperature range. And you'll see that in just a minute as we go through this. So how are we going to reduce daily temperature range? Well, one way is we put stubble on the land or on the plots on the system. And you can see it over here in this picture. On this side, where we use a shade cloth kind of material, and then over here we use some fiber material, then we've used corn stubble and all sorts of things like that. Trying to get a handle on what the changes are in the DTR, which is, you see down here, it's just the difference between the max and min temperature over our case, a 24-hour period. You could do it over 2 hours or 10 hours or 3 days if you want to. In our situation, it sort of looks like this. We've got the DTR is shown on the, our Texas Tech farm, which is the strictly rain-fed or dryland situation, where we have thermocouples at the surface, just under the surface of the soil, and then at 15 centimeters. The blue line is the reduced shade or the reduced DTR due to the shade cloth or the stubble. And you can see it's always lower than the control where there is no stubble, no shade cloth or anything like that. If we go down to 15 centimeters, you can see that everything drops down. But again, the DTR calculations are always lower than what it is with the control where there's no stubble or anything like that. So if we look at the microbial biomass response to that, you see as time goes along from June to November in this case, there's an increase as we go along in the microbial biomass, and I won't go into all the details of how you measure microbial biomass, but as you see here, when you get along about September, August, the shade cloth has a higher microbial biomass than the control. The control is a little bit higher when we start off here in June, but as we go along, it gets lower than the other treatments. One of the other things that goes on is nitrate uptake and nitrate dynamics. As you go out through August and September here, you see in the control there's a big slug of extractable levels of nitrate there. What happens is that as this takes place, then the control plants don't take up the nitrogen. There's just a big slug of nitrogen in the soil that's even though it's extractable, the plants are not doing it. And you can see what happens then as you go along. Also, there's a switch in the domination of bacteria versus fungi, as I mentioned before. As you get in the situation where the DTR is much higher, then you start getting the gram-positive bacteria taking precedence over the gram-negative. As you go along, then it sort of switches. The DTR goes down, and then the fungi, mycorrhizae, all that sort of thing increases while the gram-positive decreases, which is more towards the control. We have just started taking some measurements at a no-till field in Petersburg, Texas, a little bit north of Lubbock, in a farmer's field where he has circles that he has not tilled in, gosh, many years. He has a strictly no-till situation. He puts stubble on there, and he rotates cotton and corn and that sort of thing. This is what we saw in the DTR stuff with his situation, and it's similar to what we see at the Texas Tech farm. In the controls at the surface, the DTR is much higher than it is in the stubble range, and as you go down 15 centimeters into the soil, again, everything drops down, but the DTR values are always lower than the controls. And you can see his field here. This is one of his fields, what it looks like as we go along towards maturity. And you can see the stubble in the areas there between the rows of the plants. This is the Texas Tech field where we've been trying to look at strip till versus another situation where we're using the shade cloth and the stubble as well as doing strip till as well. And what we see is that in his situation, he's had several years to build up microbial biomass with his no-till situation. And you can see that this is much higher than what we found in 1 year just with the strip till and the stubble or no stubble. But as we go along, we'll approach this over the years if we keep the DTR low. So in conclusion, the reduced DTR during the growing season does have a direct effect on improving soil microbial biomass, and the saprophytic fungi then also benefit from the reduced DTR. And as we go along in this year's project, we will sort of fine-tune this a little bit more to try to get a better handle on what's going on below ground with the interaction between the roots, the plants, and the soil temperature. I'd like to thank Cotton Incorporated for their funding in this project, and also the Climate Science Center at Texas Tech University for their input as well. And thank you very much.
We have enough time for questions.
Yeah. No, not really. I asked the question with one of my colleagues earlier about what you were just talking about disease pathogens. And what he seemed to suggest was that if you go out there and you have this cotton field where it's no-till and you put stubble on there, there's a possibility that pathogens could arise from a situation like that. But in our case, it doesn't seem to happen very little, because what happens is that even if we water, we don't overwater and we don't over-fertilize. And so that sort of keeps the level of the pathogens down to a workable level. But there is a possibility of something like that, but it's very small in our situation anyway. Yes, sir.
What was the cation exchange
capacity? I don't know. We haven't measured that.
Do you know what the organic matter in the soil was?
Probably 1-2%. Something like that. That's generally what it is in Lubbock.
It's a little bit off topic, but I'm curious if you've done studies with microbial soil acids.
With what? No, we really haven't.
Any other questions?
Thank you
very much, Governor.